One night in the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, Cheryl woke me up and she said, "Honey, I hate to wake you up, but said you have to pray for me." I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "I just have a burning fire in my stomach and it's been hurting me." I said, "Well, how long have you had it?" She said, "About 2 days." I said, "2 days?" I said, "Why did you wait till 2 in the morning to wake me up to ask me this?" She said, "Well, I've been praying for myself." I said, "Woman, what do you not understand when Christ says you as my wife are to submit to me in everything?" She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You can't pray for yourself if I'm available. You got to come to me. You're to submit to me. And I'm supposed to be walking holy and obedient to God so that when I pray for you, I get directly through so the King can heal you. But," I said, "you're trying to go around me, and he doesn't like it. You're sinning." She said, "Honey, I didn't know this." I said, "It makes no difference. He still holds you accountable." So I said, we're laying there in the middle of the night in the dark. I said, "Just tell the Lord right now, out loud, say, 'Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't submit to my husband. I was trying to go around him. I didn't know it. But, Lord, I'm sorry. And I ask you to forgive me.'" And she did that. I said, "Now then that you've repented..." I reached over and laid my hand on her stomach and I said, "In the name of Jesus and the King of the universe," in one heartbeat, instantly healed her. She was healed that quick. Wow. I mean, as she usually says about me, when I lay down, you know, when I'm tired, in 2 breaths, I'm asleep. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't much more that she was asleep. She, with that pain gone, she took a few breaths and man, she was out. And she slept like a baby all night that night. But see, when we don't know these principles, what does that say? Wives, you're supposed to submit to your husbands in a few things. What did it say? It says all things, doesn't it? Now then, why do you think so many wives don't get their prayers answered? They don't know this. Either they don't believe this. "I ain't going to go to my husband. I'll get this done or I won't get it done." Well, you won't get it done then. You know, because God, he don't bend nobody's rules. Now then, as we see what wives' authority or position is here, then he jumps on us, husbands. And you husbands, you must love your wives with the same love Christ showed the church. And he gave up his life for her. Now then, if a man loves his wife like that, you won't never find a wife that has a problem submitting to her husband. You know that? But, you know, if the guy said, "Oh, I'm supposed to be the dictator of the home. She's going to do what I tell her or else." Hey, that ain't the love of Christ. That's not. And too many men try to dictate in their home like that. That's not the love of Christ. You're to love that woman, your wife, as Christ loved the church. And it says, "And to make her holy and clean, washed by baptism and God's word." Now, this is the way we are supposed to treat our wives. Now, then, let's go on to the next couple of verses here. "And he did this to present her," the church, "to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault." Now, wouldn't it be nice if we had a church like that? Boy, would it be wonderful. Now, this is in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man is actually loving himself when he loves his wife. Isn't that something? And let's see what verse 29 and 30 says. "No one hates his own body, but lovingly cares for it, just as Christ cares for his body, which is the church. And we are his body." Now, that's very clear. We don't belong to ourselves there, do we? We are his body. We belong to him. And let's see what he says in verse 31. "As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and wife, or his father and mother, and is joined to his wife, and the two are joined together." This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. Verse 33. "So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." That's pretty clear, isn't it, of what you're supposed to do. Now then, after we've gone to that, talking about husbands and wives from Ephesians, I want to go to 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 6. and a talk again. I want to look and see what the wife says. And I would, in fact, I would like to read this in the King James, if we could. Dave, if you could flip over to the King James, we'll read it in both translations. But to start off with, we'll read 1 Peter 3 through 6 in the King James. Okay, as soon as we get the King James up here, now it says, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Now then, verse 3 and 4. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of the weaving of gold or a putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. Verse 5 and 6. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Now the NLT says, calling your husband Master. But in the King James, it says, calling him Lord. Then the Lord says, whose daughters you really are, as long as you do this, as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. In other words, you're not afraid of your husband. But as there was a lady came to me the other day, an older woman, you know, she's up there a few years, you know, she had been married 40-something years, nearly 50 years, and she come up and said, I want you to pray for my husband. I said, what's wrong with him? She said, he won't do what I tell him. I said, well, let me tell you, first of all, you know, you're not doing what the Scripture says. I said, I need to pray for you instead of your husband. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, I said, when's the last time you called your husband Lord? She looked at me and laughed, said, I ain't never called him Lord. I said, well, do you know the Scripture tells you to do that? Oh, she said, I never heard of that in my life. I said, well, open your Bible. And I took her right here in 1 Peter 3, and I read this to her. As she listened to what God was telling her from the Word, she sat there and meditated on that a moment, and then she said, boy, is my husband in for a surprise. I said, what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to be the sweetest woman. I now realize what the Word says. She said, I've been in church all my life. I never heard that. But she said, I'm going home tonight. I'm going to walk in, put my arms around my husband. I'm going to kiss him. I'm going to tell him how much I love him. And then I'm going to ask him, what would he like for me to fix him for dinner? And anything he asks me to fix, I'm going to do it. And then she said, when he tells me what he wants, I'm going to say, yes, my Lord, I'll be happy to do that for you. And I said, what do you think your husband's going to do? She said, after I pick him up off the floor, he'll probably pass out. I said, you know, it's amazing what happens when you daughters do what your master tells you to do, which is God. And isn't that our master? He's our master, and he tells us what to do. And even as Sarah, which obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Then verse 7, let's go just to verse 7, and let's move up there. Verse 7, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, this is a very, very great secret right here. Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now then, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, that little line right there is one of the greatest things I ever picked up on in God's Word. Your wife always gets you a birthday present. Why? You don't care if she gets you a birthday present or not. But she always does. Because she don't want you to forget her birthday. And you better not forget her birthday. If you want things to go nice at home. You know, you can wake up one morning and you went to bed that night and your wife was the happiest critter you ever seen. You wake up the next morning and she won't talk to you. And you think, honey, did I do something wrong? No. Well, I love you. I love you too. Really, really no emphasis at all. And you think, what did I do wrong? And, you know, you go through the day and you go down to dinner or breakfast or whatever and she won't talk to you or anything. And, you know, and you ask her, honey, something. No, I'm okay. No, you know they're okay. And then finally about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you realize today was her birthday. And you hadn't told her, happy birthday. You haven't gotten her a little card. You hadn't said, I'm taking you out to dinner tonight because today is your birthday. Oh, you messed up. So when the Word of God says, men, husbands, live with your wives according to knowledge, you better learn about them girls. If you want to have a good life at home, you better learn about them girls. They love for you to pamper them. You know that? But they want a birthday present. They want a Valentine card. I could care less if anybody ever got me a Valentine card. You know, that kind of stuff just don't turn me on. But you better not forget to get your wife one. You know, so men, live with your wives according to knowledge. And if you don't, look what it says down there. In fact, in verse 7, Dave, I want you to go to the NLT on verse 7. And it's really, really very clear in verse 7 in the NLT. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat her with understanding as you live together. She may be the weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. If you don't treat her as you should, your prayers will not be heard. Now, I wonder why a lot of men don't get their prayers answered. Because you ain't treating your wife like God told you to. He said, now you straighten your act up and treat that lady I give you like a lady, or I'm not going to answer your prayer. And so you pray and you do everything. And God says, that's it. I ain't hearing nothing. My ears are blocked, you know. In fact, I had a man, an older man, you know, when guys get up, you know, 60 to 70, you know, we normally call them old. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not that old, you know, but anyway, yeah, praise the Lord.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.